this is a bedtime prayer for kids. Down into your belly. Almost like you're a balloon. Any color you want. Pick a bright color. And you're gonna puff it up. And then I want you to see the air is blowing out of it. And then it swells up again. And then breathe the air out of the balloon. And then it swells up again. So when you breathe the air out, just see it going into the air. Not like you have your mouth on a balloon, but just like you are the balloon. You can blow it up pink or yellow or blue or green, orange, red, white, and then breathe it out. Any color you want, purple. Now I want you to imagine the balloon stays big, kind of like a ball. And then what we're going to do is shine it. Imagine shining your balloon. We're going to clean the outside. You can spray it and wipe it, but get it all shiny. All clean. So that's what the energy bubble around your body looks like. When the bubble's big and bright and shiny, that's what your energy looks like around you. It's like these colors in the air around you that form this sphere or bubble around you. Now I'm going to relax you and calm you. The way I do that as an energy healer is I bring the energy down to your low back, down to your legs, and down to your feet. Think of each leg as like a river of light. And with my breath, I'm just pushing the light down through each river. Now imagine the entire body is a river. You're lying in your bed. If you're sitting up, go ahead and lie down. And from your head and shoulders all the way to your feet is a river of light. Pouring through you any color you want. Flowing happily along all the way to your toes. So where does the light come from that flows through your river? The night sky. The sunlight, God, the angels, the stars, nature, the energy in the forest when it feels peaceful and bright, magical. Holy Spirit, think of it like an ocean of light. People call it all different things. They might call it Buddha. They might call it Jesus. But what it looks like energetically is the sparkly light that's kind of fluid like water. Sometimes I see it as yellow or blue or like the night sky. Sometimes I just see it as like a yellowish white flowing in through the top of your head. We're going to bring it down through your body from the top of your head. Using my breath to move it through your shoulders, down through your spine. So we're filling you up. It's kind of like you were a car and all day long you spent all of the gas or all of the electricity, the battery, whatever you use to run your car. Now I'm going to pour light back into you, like we're going to fill up your tank again. Or say you are a glass of water and it's empty and I'm going to fill it again. We're going to just take a big pitcher of clear, sparkling water and pour it into your body, into your vessel. It's like taking God's light and filling you with happiness and with peace. Now imagine I'm fluffing up your wings. You have these wings of light that come out of your upper back. And imagine I'm fluffing them out because they got all smashed through your day. It's kind of funny to think if you're lying on your back that you have wings of light coming out of your back, isn't it? It's like, where do they go? I can see all of you turning on your sides so you don't smash your wings. But when you're on your back, because the wings are made of light, they just go through the bed as if there is no bed, as if you're floating on a cloud. Imagine your wings are just moving to the right, flowing to the left. Imagine they're sparkly or soft. Now tuck your wings in to go to sleep. This is the time to start flapping them around like you're going to take off. Your mom and your dad, or your mom or your dad, or your grandmother or your babysitter, whoever you're with, they want you to tuck your wings in so that you can sleep all night long and rest. So in the morning, you can pop them open, head out into the world like a warrior, into your adventures. Okay, we ask that you sleep well tonight. We ask that you heal in your sleep, that everything in your body that needs healing is healed. We invite the angels to love you, to take care of you tonight. We ask the angels to hold you, to comfort you. And we ask the angels to put magical dreams into your mind so that you have so much fun sleeping, so that it's so happy. We ask that tomorrow you are filled with love, that in the morning you wake up filled with joy, filled with colorful light. We ask that in the morning you feel special. You feel perfect as you are. We lift up our prayers. As God's light fills your room, we ask that you fall deeply into sleep. Good night. Sleep well.